Bond, James Bond. Anyway, welcome. It is Bauer Day on News Radio 930 WBEN. Been wanting to do this show. I've had it on my list for a couple of weeks, couple of months maybe, and today it just seems like the day to do it, because if you are just joining us, this has been a day where if I take a step forward, I'm going to step in dog excrement, okay? Seriously, it's been that kind of a day. Every step of the way, with the exception of lunch. Lunch was fine. Lunch was very relaxing. But everything in between the errands before lunch and the errands after lunch, oh my goodness. Anyway, I want to know what you are complaining about. We've heard everything from traffic issues to people buying fancy items. You like the Buffalo A there? Fancy items with their EBT cards. It's really run the gamut here on WBEN. Servers who say, do you want change? Would you like change? That doesn't particularly bother me, but just because it bothers me, it doesn't have to bother you, and vice versa. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. But seriously, road rage, if I may just say so very quickly for a moment, road rage is just stupid. I mean, if you're road raging against somebody in another vehicle, just plain stupid. If you road rage by swearing to yourself in your own car and you're not flipping off the other person, I think that's fine, depending, of course, on who's in the car with you. Often I try to make jokes out of it. Not very nice jokes, but jokes nonetheless. Here is Bobby in Tonawanda on WBEN. Bobby, hello.
Hi, Tom. Well, I have a couple of things I want to say really short. Number one that's infuriating me is about that lady that's not worked for 7 years or 6 years, and she got all that money. And they don't want to investigate. I bet there's a lot more going on there.
You need to fill me in on this.
She was, what is it, disability?
I don't know. You need to fill me in. Because I'm flying blind.
Where she, at City Hall or whatever, where she was not working and she was getting compensated for not working. And she made over $600,000 for 7 years.
Oh, yeah. And was it not a legitimate disability? I didn't really follow that story, to be honest with you.
Right. The other thing, Tom, is about waitressing. I was a waitress. It infuriates me. I feel the same way that lady does. Bring my change back. If I want to leave you a tip, fine. Don't ask me if I want a tip. I feel like they're too lazy to come back to the table.
Are they too lazy, or is it because they are in the weeds?
Well, I don't know. Either way, it annoys the crap out of me. You know what I mean? Just bring me my thing back. Or if she, I say to her, okay, we're done. We'd like our check. And I'll give her the money, and I'll say, we're good. You know what I mean? So this way she doesn't have to come back. But that's up to me to say that. And the other thing I want to tell you is I went to see Dr. Colbert. And he's really...
Okay, I've asked not to... Don't ever use names on the show.
Okay.
So I'm going to cut you off, and thank you very much for the call, because I don't know what you're going to say, and names I keep off the show with very good reason, okay? I can't do it. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. See, that is one of my bitches. No matter how many times I say, please don't mention names, please don't mention businesses, unless I specifically ask, I still have people doing it. And that annoys me, because seriously, how many thousands of times have I said that over the years? It should be ingrained in you. 803, so I'm doing a show about complaints. I now have something new about which to complain. You got to give me some credit on that. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What's driving you up a wall? Your complaint, your bitch, and it's pretty wide open. But, you know, just don't name anything, even if it's a – because I don't know what you're going to say when you give me a name. I have no idea what you're going to say, and all it's going to do is put me possibly in an unenviable position. Okay, so please respect that. Here's Dan on WBEN. Dan, you are on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon. I know this might seem petty in contrast to some of the other stuff that's come up, but the biggest thing that annoys me, especially when driving, there's the intersections at Ellicott Creek Park on Niagara Falls Boulevard drive me absolutely batty right in front of the Grapevine. It's the only two lights on the entire street that are not in sync with the rest of the boulevard.
And you spend a lot of time at Elkin Creek, too? You spend a lot of time at Elkin Creek?
Well, I do. I do waiting at the light. I do waiting at that light because there's two lights within 50 feet of each other. The first one, if you catch that first one, you're stuck at a red light watching the next light turn red just as yours turns green, so you get to travel 15 feet to wait for another 2 minutes. And it's only 2.5 minutes, which, again, is petty, but at the same time, while you're waiting in your car, 2.5 minutes is a lifetime. And
I don't think it's petty
it's
at all.
Aggravating.
Yeah, you know what? I think the timeout. I think you've hit on something that is a major source of bitchery that I think we need to address, and that is Buffalo, New York has, my personal opinion, and when I say Buffalo, I mean all of Western New York, the worst synchronized traffic lights in the world. Particularly Main Street in the city of Buffalo is an absolute joke, and there are a number of streets in the city of Buffalo where I don't know who decided to synchronize the lights the way they've been synchronized, but there have been times it has taken far too long to drive up Main Street from downtown into, let's say, Clarence. Like, are you serious? How many lights can I possibly hit? And isn't it like the best feeling in the world when you have the golden horseshoe rectally inserted and you actually make all the green lights on a given trip?
Well, this is it. It shouldn't be that hard to synchronize those. I mean, like Oak Street downtown to me is perfect. If you catch one, you catch them all. But here's the thing is, that second light, the one right in front of Ellicott Creek Park, to me, there's no reason for that light to be anything other than a flashing yellow light, except during rush hour or if a pedestrian is pushing the button across the street. Other than that, there should be no reason that second light is a solid red at any given point in time. It creates a giant bottleneck on one of the busiest streets in this community.
Dan, just out of curiosity, how much time do you spend at Ellicott Creek Park and doing what?
I'm trying to drive past it on the boulevard.
I'm just curious. You know, I don't make any judgments here. I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah. It's just a matter of waiting. I get it that there's, you know, it's tough with the waterway right there, but there has to be something that can be done to make it better.
I agree. I think there are a whole bunch of lights around this area that need to be made better. I mean, and a lot of it depends on where you happen to live and the lights that are the banes of your existence. For example, where I live, Main Street at Garrison and Evans in Williamsville, I think I've lived a lifetime just waiting for the damn light to change. And then every now and again, the left arrow doesn't get tripped, and you end up for two cycles of the light. And I haven't really timed it lately, but I swear I can listen to the entire Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd in sitting at that light. And it's like a 6 or 9 minute song.
Well, I'm just glad I'm not alone with it, because it drives me absolutely crazy. It drives me up a wall. I mean, if it's my biggest problem, life is pretty good. But at the same time, it's something needs to get fixed with it. So thanks for your time, Tom.
Okay, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. You know, the other thing about Ellicott Creek Park, and I haven't been there in quite some time, at least not since my last arrest. That's a joke. But I haven't been to Ellicott Creek Park in quite some time. But the last few times I was there, the geese, when I was there last time, and we're talking again many, many years ago, the geese are just ridiculously everywhere at Ellicott Creek Park. You cannot, at least when I was there, you can't even walk along the water because there's so much goose poop. And that's something else that drives me nuts. Canada geese. Look, I enjoy animals. I would never hurt an animal deliberately unless I was going to eat it. And even then, I hire hitmen to do my butchering for me at the local supermarkets or butcher shops, whatever the case may be. But Canada geese used to migrate. They don't migrate anymore. They stick around here. And they are not, you know, they might look all fuzzy, like the babies all look cute and fuzzy and adorable. And they said the baby goose. And when they get bigger, you get near a goose that doesn't want to be approached, and they become downright belligerent. They'll flap their wings. They'll make some really hideous squawking noises. And it's like they want to go. They want to throw down, you know. I mean, I've knocked a few out, which probably wasn't good. But no, they're just incredibly protective birds, and they're incredibly messy birds. And oh my goodness, I don't know what to do about Canada geese, but I do have some rather sick fantasies. Let's go to, and I don't want anybody hurting any geese. There's just got to be a way to dissuade them from taking up residence at places where people would like to congregate and recreate without stepping their foot in excrement. Bowerly, and my complaint line is open. All complaints, great and small. And they've ranged from traffic to supermarkets to, well, to the UAW workers. So we've really been all over the place, and that's good. It's the complaint line, not pet peeve. No, it's the complaint line is open. And I can't do anything to help your complaints, but I can certainly take some of the pressure off your blood. Let's go to Tom on a cell phone. Tom, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Now, fine.
Good. Glad to hear it. Hey, I mentioned your car. When I go to a restaurant or anywhere in a retail location and you ask for something, like a glass of water, and they come back with no problem.
Okay. Why is that particularly onerous to you, sir?
Was it a problem before I got there? I mean, I thought the response would be like, sure, here you are, here's your glass of water. It kind of takes me that there's an issue before I arrived, and it should be a please, a yes, a thank you, but not a no problem.
Okay, like something along the lines of course. Well, you know, my personal thing here, okay, which is kind of like no problem. And again, different people have a different take on this. When I have grown to loathe it when people say, and this started, I think, about 5 years ago. No worries. No worries. Mean, yeah. You're going to pay my credit card bill? No worries? What does that mean? No worries. I'm always worried about something. Come on. Of course there are worries. When did no worries start, and how did it originate? Have you a thought on that, sir?
Yeah, I'd love to know. To me, it's the same as a no problem thing.
Yeah, no, yeah, okay, I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, one of the lingering problems of the pandemic is a lot of professional servers who are really good at their jobs, they weren't needed, so they're doing something else now, and the core people at a given restaurant were the ones who kept that given restaurant flowing, going, and in business. And a lot of the new people, they may be rather on the rookie side or freshman or sophomore servers. They may not have mastered the nuances of linguistics when serving. I agree with you that the proper answer would be, well, of course you can have water. Sir, it would be my great pleasure to give you water. I'm going a little bit over the top, but no problem. That wouldn't particularly bother me, but if it bothers you, it bothers you.
Can I do one more?
Yeah.
Roundabout. The people who stop at the roundabout before entering when there is no traffic anywhere involved in roundabout.
Okay. Can we just talk about this for a minute? We need more roundabouts in Western New York and fewer traffic signals. We did a show on this about a year ago. I freaking love roundabouts. I intentionally drive to Harlem Road just so I can hit three roundabouts in a row. Just so I can do that. It's like, oh, baby, I love roundabouts.
I'm with you. I think they make traffic go a lot smoother, a lot faster. You're not waiting forever for the light to change. And if there's no one there, go right through. But if people, you'll be following someone, there's no one in the circle whatsoever, and they stop at the yield sign. It's a yield sign, not a stop sign. And then they, behind me, the people behind me have to jam on our brakes because we anticipate they're going to drive right through it.
You know, this brings up a much larger issue. The lack of, again, I think it's too easy to get a driver's license and too hard to get a gun.
Absolutely, 100%. The same is through the parking lot. People who cut across all the lines.
I go
apoplectic.
Okay, that's number three. That's number three. There is a shopping center on Sheridan Drive. There used to be a Mighty Taco there Mighty Taco has since moved that location. But whoever designed that was a sadist, okay? Because it was not meant to be navigated by human beings. It should only be navigated by space aliens with extraterrestrial technology. Why I've never heard of a fatality in that lot, I don't know. But it is the worst laid-out parking lot I've ever seen. But parking lots in general, yes, people drive like bloody idiots.
I'm surprised there's not more accidents. I asked a state trooper about it one time. It's like the Wild West out there, Tom. Doesn't do what you do.
It is the Wild West, sir. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the call. Oh, yeah. Traffic circles, roundabouts. Now, somebody called in last time we did the show and said, well, Tom, there's a difference between traffic circles and roundabouts. Well, I don't know. I mean, to me, that's picking gnat poop out of pepper. But give me more roundabouts and fewer traffic lights. Sorry. Roundabouts are so awesome. They just are the best way to move traffic. I know people object to them. I love them. Every traffic light should be replaced by a roundabout, my opinion. Hey, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. Hey, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It's Bowerly. We shall continue this and take more calls on my complaint line, my bitch line, on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, I get it. Junk. I see what the reason. Never mind.
It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. My complaint line is open. Hey, how about this for a complaint? Apparently, New York State no longer mails you reminders that your vehicle registration is due. Now, here's what's really weird. I go on the internet and I've got two different answers. One that, oh no, you will be emailed reminders that your registration is about to expire three different times. I don't have any. And the other one says, New York State no longer sends reminders that you are going to be out of luck at the end of the month. And if your registration, according to the internet, if your registration has been expired for less than 60 days, the fine is at least $40 and can go to $300 and an automatic $93 surcharge. And if I wasn't so anal about such things, I never would have realized that my registration expires at the end of the month. And it's just like, are you kidding me? I wonder how many of you have gotten pulled over and dinged for an expired registration. Now, they've never reminded you about the inspection. You got to stay on top of that, especially come the end of the month. You got to make sure that your car is properly inspected. But I never got any reminder in email, Pony Express, Telegram. I never got a phone call, nothing saying, hey, your registration is about to expire. Let's go to some calls. Just kind of curious if anybody's gotten dinged on that yet. Here is Kate in Chautauqua County. You're on WBEN. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I did get emails to remind me that I had to be inspected, and so that did save me.
Inspected anyway, or registered? Inspected or registered?
It's inspected.
Really? Boy, they must not like me because I don't get any of those.
Well, they do know about you, so yeah. So my thing is, and it sounds like we're picking on the restaurant industry today, but the phrase, you guys, when a server or anybody will come up to you and say, oh, can I help you guys? Is it your guys' liking? You guys. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me, especially okay. If you're sitting there with your lunch with a couple women friends, and they come up and, what would you guys like? Ugh.
Well, if we're going to talk about linguistic issues here, a couple of things. Number one, nails on a chalkboard, use guys, especially at a nice restaurant. Okay, so I've got use guys at a table for two over there. Use guys? What is this, like Edward G. Robinson movie from the 1940s? Use guys. I mean, is it that? And the other one that drives me nuts, and it drives me, I don't know why it sends me into apoplexy, but when people say, I seen, and instead of I saw, I seen. Oh!
Yes. In fact, when my kids were growing up and they would say, I ran quick, I would say, quickly, adverb describing how. And now they're doing it to their kids. So,
well, Yeah, use guys. I mean, to me, that's worse than you guys. And I seen is it's one of those things where if somebody says I seen, they could be rocket scientists, okay, yeah, with 200 IQs. But the minute they say I seen, I immediately just, I don't know, I something snaps in my head like I'm gonna have a.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you. Oh my gosh. Okay.
We're not picking on the restaurant industry. We're really not. I mean, if it wasn't for the restaurant industry, I'd starve because I don't cook.
It just seems like that's where I hear it the most. And it's all, most of it's teenagers. So somewhere along the line, they have not been taught how to speak correctly.
You know, okay, that was a topic that I've been thinking about doing for a few days now. What are kids learning that they shouldn't be learning, and what should kids be learning that they're not learning?
Oh, perfect. Okay, that's tomorrow's topic.
I don't know if it is or not. I wing it, you know. I had no idea I was going to do this topic today until literally moments before air when I flipped my you-know-what because I realized that I had been distracted and I just totally destroyed medicine that needed to be refrigerated. Yeah. Really annoyed me.
Yep. Then there. Well, okay. It's right up there with the fact that I bought a watermelon, put it in the back seat on the floor, and totally forgot about it for a week and a half, and could not figure out where the smell was coming from.
Oh, I can outdo you on that. My back hall smelled very rancid for quite some time, and I had some old sneakers in the back hall that I had not worn in some time, and when I finally did go to put them on, I realized there was something impeding my foot. When I shook the sneaker, a dead mouse came out. Suddenly I realized that's the problem. So the cats gave me a little present way back when. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Oh, a watermelon in the car. Oh, yeah, that's rough. That's rough. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. My complaint lines are open, and we're not picking on any group of people individually, but, I mean, have you guys gotten reminders about your – I've never gotten a reminder about my car inspection, and I didn't get any reminder this year about my registration being due at the end of the month. So now I've got to make some adjustments to my schedule tomorrow, and I'll try to do it locally. But every time I go to the Eastern Hills Auto Bureau, they're closed, and it's like I can't find them online to schedule an appointment, and it's just turning into a giant pain in the butt. Let's go to, like, if you want me to renew locally, why don't you make it easier for people to renew locally? Just saying. Here's Beverly on WBEN. Hello. I went there Monday. Closed Monday. Oh, Beverly in North Tonawanda. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to order a 2024 new Camaro because it's the last year that GM will be making them with a gasoline engine, and trying to trade in my 2013 Camaro. So I go to dealership number one. I meet with this young salesman. I tell him what I want to order, you know, all the bells and whistles. He looks at my 2013. He gives me a very low number. It should be 15,000 to 17,000, and he offers me 11,000. Then I say, well, how much is the GM discount? And he says, well, there's no GM discount on Camaros or Corvettes. I said, what? I said, my husband, we're 20 years at GM, and now you're telling me I can't get a GM discount? And he says, oh, no, not at all. I said, well, then I'll go buy a Camaro. I'll go buy a Mustang or something. So I go to dealership number two and do the same thing, tell them what I want, and they give me a little bit more for my car, but there's no GM discount. And I argue with them, I can't believe this. So I Google, are GM employees entitled to GM discounts? And this is what I found out. Yes, GM does give out discounts. However, each individual dealership can choose whether or not to offer the discount.
Oh.
Isn't that something? So I go to dealership number three. Not only do I get almost a $4,000 GM discount, but I also got a couple thousand dollars more trade-in for my car. So I just want the public to know, if they're in the market for a new GM vehicle and they say no GM discounts, definitely keep looking, because there is GM discounts out there available.
I've never heard that complaint before ever on the Bowerly Complaint Desk on WBEN, because somebody I used to know was able to get a GM discount based on the fact that one of my family members happened to be a longtime employee of GM. Long retired, mind you, but a long-term employee of GM.
Right.
So it was kind of like the friends and family program. I don't know.
That's what it is. Friends and family, relatives, my children, all that. And every one of my cars, and I have Cadillacs, gets GM discounts. And that's why I buy GM vehicles. So, I mean, if somebody's out there and wants to get, you know, a non-electric vehicle, and this will be my last vehicle. I'm certainly not going to be buying another one after this if it's all electric out there. So I wanted a nice car, and it's not a cheap car, but I just was totally blown away when they said no.
And this then, push, you know, okay, talking about complaints, this push to all electric vehicles, that is a giant complaint, because I'm sorry, we just lost 50 people in a blizzard, some of whom died in their cars, and electric cars do not do well in the wintertime. The battery life gets sucked out the colder it becomes. Lauren Fix told us that. And she knows more about cars than any human beings ever. Okay. I mean, she's regularly on with David Bellavia. Okay. And this push toward all electric vehicles, it frosts me, it pisses me off, and it makes me so angry. And I hope the Republicans actually win in 2024 with a candidate who is able to rescind this nonsensical battle against fossil fuels. Climate change. Sorry, the climate has, again, forgive the repetition, you've heard me say this before. Climate change has been happening since the day the Earth came into existence. And if we didn't have climate change, look, this area, Western New York, would be covered under a mile-high glacier right now. But because of climate change, a long time before your Camaro was on the road, or a Corvette, or a Porsche, or a Mustang, the glaciers melted because of climate change, and they left behind the Great Lakes, the Finger Lakes, and all of the topographical features that you see throughout Western New York. Climate change is as natural as apple pie.
Right. It's cyclical, just like the market. You know, you're losing money this year, but next year you might make money. It's all cyclical. Everything is cyclical.
I've been losing money since 2021, but that's another...
You need a better financial advisor.
No, I think we need somebody else in the White House who isn't senile, but that's just me. I thank you.
I just want to let you know about that and advise your audience, listening audience, to not just accept the salesman's word for it, because it's not accurate.
Okay, thank you very much. It's a GM thing, but the dealers can ignore it if they want or honor it if they want. I did not know that. I did not, but, you know, it's funny she mentions that. How many of you are thinking about, okay, what is the final gas-powered car I'm going to purchase if they continue this nonsensical death march toward electric vehicles, which will end up in people dying in the Northeast and other cold areas of the country because their batteries freeze up, they've got no way to charge their phones, and they're going to die alone in the cold? How many? You know, all in the name of what? Some artificially produced, man-made climate change propaganda? I mean, people, I'm telling you, for educated people, we have so many dumbasses in the world. It's just, it's amazing to me. They really think that the world began the moment they were born, and they have no clue as to geologic history or geologic time. And if the glaciers didn't melt, we wouldn't have Lake Erie. We wouldn't have the Finger Lakes. We wouldn't have, I mean, come on. Really? I mean, does anybody else ever get the feeling that we're being pushed down this agenda that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever? There's no rhyme or reason, logic or science to it. It's just a bunch of crap. Lady there said that she gets reminders from DMV. And I have a text here from someone I know intimately, who says she gets multiple email reminders for both inspection and registration. Apparently, I'm not on the list. Apparently, they left me off the list. I feel so neglected by the state. They never forget to send me my tax bills. Here is Steve in Niagara Falls. Steve, welcome. You are on WBEN. Hello.
Hello. a pet peeve of mine lately.
No, not a pet peeve. A bitch. A complaint. Not pet peeve.
Okay, complaint. There you go. When it used to be when you thank somebody, they would say, you're welcome. Now, most of the time, especially young people, thank you. And the response is, yep. It's as if they're saying, it's as if they're saying, you're darn right, you better thank me.
All right. How do you feel when you say thank you and they say, hey, no problem?
That doesn't bother me at all. You know, no problem. Hey, you know, you went out of your way, you know, wasn't a problem to do whatever it was that you did for me, you know, but it's just that snappy little, yep, like I said, it's as if they're saying, hey, you're darn right, you better thank me.
Well, okay, let me just say this much here. You know that you're getting older when you notice that more and more people hold doors open for you.
That is true.
And it's like, you know, I always thank them profusely. And then, of course, if I'm opening the door for somebody and they say thank you, I'll always go a little bit over the top. I will always say, my dear madam, it is my great pleasure to be of service. And they look at me and then they walk very fast away from me for some strange reason. I can't imagine why.
Excellent.
Like to add a little bit of linguistic flair to the day for them. Thank you very much. Do you, just out of curiosity now, because I'm feeling neglected by New York State, do you get reminders to renew your inspection and your registration on your vehicle? Because I don't have anything.
The only thing I remember is getting the registration reminders, not inspection.
I haven't gotten a damn thing, and my registration is doomed at the end of this month, so I got to get up early tomorrow and have some fun with trying to go to Eastern Hills. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, sir.
Take care.
All right. And by the way, that's one of my pet peeves, too. Renew locally. Renew locally. And I go there Monday morning. Closed on Mondays. Oh, come on. Really? Closed on Mondays? Why would you be closed on a work day? Sorry. That's one of my bitches. See, it's been a week of things just not going right. And Mercury is not even retrograde. Some people believe that if Mercury is retrograde, things go wrong. Never make a big decision when Mercury is retrograde. I don't believe in that stuff, but I will say that there have been some anecdotal experiences that do fit that particular thought process. Again, I do like to speak Canadian from time to time for the people north of the border. It is 4:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly. Wow, I'm very impressed that many of you also have things about which you like to complain and bitch. And when I came on the air at 2 o'clock, I had to tell you something. It literally was 2 minutes after I had, I won't call it a meltdown, but I will call it a tantrum. Yeah, I will call it a tantrum, a 60-year-old's tantrum. Like, I cannot believe that my medicine that is supposed to be refrigerated was left in a 110-degree car, and I got to replace it now out of my own pocket. Ugh! And it was mostly my fault, but it was partially the fault of being distracted. But it wasn't my distraction. Anyway, it's 4:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. See, we're helping each other through this very traumatic time on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tom Puckett, I'm not exactly normal if you're just a new listener to the show. Tom Puckett coming up at 5 on News Radio 930 WBEN.